Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So I've got an update for you on this. It's one of the top stories in sports today pertaining to a black Duke volleyball player who accused a fan or fans at a recent game of hurling racial insults. And now the university's investigation found, basically saying they didn't find any evidence that that occurred. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. First top three stories. President Joe Biden will attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The date and details have not been set yet. The Kremlin says that Vladimir Putin will not. One of the top stories of FoxNews.com was that the was pertaining to the king, King Charles, actually bringing up Harry and Meghan Markle in his speech, and how social media was all abuzz with that. And he's saying he wishes them well as they're continuing continuing their lives overseas. I got a text here that says, didn't Meghan and Harry renounce the throne? Kind of. They renounced their their right to the throne or anything like that. So yes, but they're still family members, right? So something like that. I did see this too. The only king we honor here in the, because I was saying earlier that I don't understand the big deal with the queen because she's not my queen. So I understand what the big deal is, but I got a lot of feedback from people going, no, it is a big deal. Got one here says, the only king we honor here in the United States is King Trump. Just kidding. You're just trying to set people off? I know it. All right. Let's see here. Other top three stories is two of the January 6th rioters, including Proud Boys Hawaii leader, have pled guilty to obstruction of a proceeding. And finally, Wall Street scores its first weekly gain since mid-August. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you've not heard this situation with Duke and BYU, here it is. It's been kind of in the sports world. I only brought it up once very briefly because South Carolina has canceled their basketball games against BYU over these allegations. And now South Carolina lawmakers are trying to investigate like why that would be and things like this because it was just allegations. So what is the allegation? What's going on? A few weeks ago, a Duke volleyball player who is black was playing a game in BYU against BYU, and she claimed that a fan kept hurling racial insults at her, kept using the N-word and things like that, and was shocked that none of the other players, none of the fans, none of the officials, none of the coaches or anybody did anything. They just let it keep going on. When it occurred, I was actually on a message board, and that was very much like people were like, they need to name this person who did this, post their picture and everything. I'm like, wow, you do that, you're just literally calling for violence against that individual. And in fact, some people on social media were indeed calling for violence. This person needs to be publicly flogged and all this other stuff. I was like, oh my goodness. So I immediately called. South most of my life, friends in North Carolina area. I know a lot of people who've attended BYU, who have gone to BYU. I've lived in Utah for a period of time years ago. I was like, I'm sorry, I've lived in both places. There's way more racists in North Carolina than there are in Utah. Yeah, Utah might be 90% white or whatever, especially in Utah County where BYU is, but it doesn't mean it's more racist because they're white. It's like an easy target. And sure enough, man, mainstream media took off with it. They took off with it, just blasting White BYU. Well, a statement from BYU came out today that said, after their extensive review, they have not found any evidence to corroborate the allegation that fans engaged in racial heckling or uttered racial slurs at the event. They said they reviewed all available audio and video recordings, including those from fans, including as well as security footage and raw footage from all different camera angles and everything, and they removed the any broadcast audio and other things, and they were not able to find or hear any racial slurs. They also reached out to more than 50 individuals who attended the event. They reached out to the Duke Athletic Department personnel, student athletes from both teams, BYU Athletic Department personnel and student athletes, and they reviewed everything, and they found nothing. Nobody had anything to corroborate those allegations. Therefore, they've lifted the ban of the fan who was identified as having uttered the racial slurs during the match. And they apologized to the fan, and they want to know, you know, and they're basically saying, if there is any other evidence, please get sent it to us. But I'm like, oh my gosh, the damage is done. Nationwide, some of the main media outlets like CNN and MSNBC were calling out BYU as being racist and everything. And now they come out like, okay, we can't find any evidence of this. And we have tons of video footage. We have tons of audio footage. Can't find any evidence of this. We talked to players. We talked to athletes. We talked to fans who attended. Nobody heard any of this. Only this one player on the court says that she heard it. And I'm like, yep, I called it out on BS. I called out BS when it happened on social media. I put myself out there on some very vitriolic message boards and social media platforms because I'm like, I'm sorry, it's BS. And the problem with it is when you have these false accusations like this, it hurts true situations that really are of race, that are really racist. There really are situations that occur. But one, you hurt the truth. And two, hundreds of people were calling for violence against this fan, wanted him to be or her to be outed so that they could identify them. And I'm like, it's a good thing they didn't. I mean, they were innocent. And you're calling for violence against an innocent person because you jump to conclusions and you jump to quick accusations. How many times do we continue to see this? These Jussie Smollett situations popping up now. It's crazy. They're weakening their arguments by these kinds of things. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Throughout 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, we're looking good, as well as 3 Mile Bridge and Garson Point Bridge not showing delays. See something else on the roads, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so one of these social media platforms is actually called nationalblackguide.com. They just cover a plethora of black-related stories. A lot of them are praising, hey, so-and-so did this, this is their accomplishment, or an HBCU did this or did that. Some of it is there was violence against the HBCU or bomb threat, and some of it is this, they've been all over this story, just blasting BYU and all this other stuff. So I messaged them directly. And basically, the one thing I summed it up with, I said, I'm sure it's easy to jump on this story because BYU is mostly white students, but white doesn't mean racist. And that's what it comes down to, is these kinds of stories, they just jump all over them because they feel like it's easy bait. It's easy bait to just jump on it. I feel bad for the young lady because she may have indeed thought she heard some stuff that was racist. But I think it's because she already had her defenses up because the crowd was white. Like I said, I've lived in the South most of my life, but I've also lived out West. And I find way less racism out West than I do here in the South. And by the way, when I'm talking about racism, I do not mean racism equals white people don't like minorities. Racism is I don't like people of the other race. And I see a lot of that here. People call it reverse racism. There's no such thing as reverse racism. There's just either racism or racism. That's all there is. And so I continue to see that kind of stuff. So it just bothers me because when you get these allegations that are false, it really hurts the cause of when there actually is some true incidents. And it also hurts too if this young lady did really feel like she heard these things. you don't want her to feel belittled and like she can't come out and talk about the situation down the road either. It's rough. Let's see here. You know, I have some thoughts on this, Bobby. Maybe some people call for violence in a flippant way. Like, if you didn't value myself or my words, then why would anyone else? That may be why they are so uncomfortable with publicly saying things like this. Now, I hate racism as much as the next guy, but saying a word is very different than telling or encouraging people to hurt others. Yes, good point there. I agree as well. Because there's one thing with somebody saying something and they're like, and now all of a sudden you're like, let's put this person on a platform and basically publicly flog them, both emotionally and physically. Yeah, good point there as well. Then again, no one is going to believe the next allegations, even if they are true. Credibility is out the window. That's exactly what I was meaning with this young lady. What happens if she truly does have some vitriolic racism against her at some game somewhere else? Maybe it's against South Carolina. Duke's playing South Carolina, and there is true vitriolic racism against her. Nobody's going to believe her now. And that's the sad part about this. That's the sad part about the Jussie Smollett, where he faked getting lynched. It's just like, man, you are hurting actual credible situations that might occur. You're weakening them every single day. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, then we'll have top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, our roads are looking good right now, Bobby. Nothing to slow you down on Pine Forest, Blue Angel, or Lillian Highway. Also looking good on Highway 90, Nama Road, Scenic Highway, Mobile Highway, and Cervantes, as well as 90 in Milton and Pace. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller says there should be another significant increase in interest rates. Waller said that in a speech overseas. However, he said he cannot predict the future and what kind of monetary policy will come. He did say the path forward needs to be dependent on data. Well, Bobby, still making a lot of headlines today, Queen Elizabeth. And a lot of people may remember she visited Florida back in May of 1991, made some brief remarks at a reception at the University of Tampa.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor, for this marvelous present, and for the very warm welcome which we have received from the people of Tampa Bay. We are delighted to be here.
And while she was in Florida, she was honoring General Norman Schwarzkopf, the then head of the U.S. Central Command at MacDill. She also met a lot of well-wishers in the Tampa area. Well, Alabama fans hoping for another victory this weekend. The Crimson Tide playing the Longhorns tomorrow in Austin at Royal Texas Memorial Stadium, but the University of Alabama's Million Dollar Band not going to be there. WVTM-TV says the band is staying behind because they didn't have enough space in the bleachers for the band to sit. According to their website, they've got over 400 members. And Bobby, I don't know if you follow a lot of UFC, but there's going to be a new main event for UFC 279 on Saturday. Tony Ferguson stepping in to replace Khamzat Chimaev in the main event against Nate Diaz. Chimaev was scheduled to fight Diaz, but missed his weight by almost 10 pounds.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, he misses weight and was like, oh, so they're not going to be able to fight now. And we got another person that's stepping up to the plate to be able to keep having the fight. So, yeah, so I saw that as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get, we'll get a quick break. We'll come back here. I've got to talk about real estate, a new report pertaining to nationwide real estate. Not really good news. I'll share that with you coming up next. Penn's call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. National news came out today that nationwide home prices dropped for the first time in many, many months, in a month-to-month comparison. So we've had a decrease in sales, but this is the first time we've actually seen a price decrease. Well, the price decrease was significant. It's the biggest price drop month to month in 11 years. Here in Pensacola, we've had 2 months in a row of price decreases, actually. We talked to Christina Leavenworth about that recently. Speaking of Christina Leavenworth, look, it's a volatile market right now, starting to become volatile, so call her if you need to sell your house. She's the agent who will put your best interest in the forefront. She succeeds in her team because they focus on making sure you succeed. She's the only agent in town who will guarantee her performance. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it anyway, and you pay her absolutely nothing, and she'll even put it in writing. She makes that guarantee because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing, generating demand, and already has about 100 approved home buyers looking and ready to buy. So if you got a house to sell, she may have the buyer for you already. So give her a call, 850-723-9158. And if for any reason you need to sell right away, she'll buy your house for all cash, and she can close in 7 days. So call Christina Leavenworth at 850-723-9158. Thank you, Realty. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text. That's 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is the Seafood Festival, Fiesta Five Flags Seafood Festival, Friday, September 23rd through September 25th. It's produced by Fiesta Pensacola. You got to be sure to check that out. Northeast Sertoma is looking for teams of participants to participate in its Dragon Boat Festival. That's going to be Saturday, October 8th. They're looking for about 40 teams. And so it's the 8th annual Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival. The races take place at Bayou Tejar off of Bayview Parkway near downtown Pensacola. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. And what else we got going on here? We got your sports hit coming up here in a minute, plus your weekend movie preview. Top three stories to start off, though. President Joe Biden will attend Queen Elizabeth's, what you call it, her funeral. The date and the details have not been set just yet. We got word from the Kremlin that Vladimir Putin will not be attending, though. Then other top three stories, we've got January 6th, two people have pled guilty to the January 6th riot pertaining to obstruction of a proceeding, including the Proud Boys Hawaii leader. And finally, Wall Street scores the first weekly gain since mid-August. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
Pensacola Blue Wahoos are playing a doubleheader right now, and they're playing against Tennessee. First game right now, Pensacola's leading 5-4 in the top of the seventh inning. When that game's over, they'll play the second one. Second game will be on Pensacola Playlist 94.5. Then high school football going on tonight. Northview at Tate, West Florida at Pace, Jay at Franklin County, Booker T. Washington at Milton, Gulf Breeze at Escambia County, Navarre at Rickards, St. Stanislaus, Mississippi at Pensacola Catholic, and tomorrow morning, Pensacola High School will be playing Pine Forest at 9 a.m. Then I'll give you some of your college football games and NFL games coming up this weekend. But first, right now, Major League Baseball. The Pirates are beating the Cardinals 1-0. Miami Marlins are beating the Mets 2-1. And at the end of the third, on ESPN Plus right now, Tampa Bay Rays are beating the Yankees 1-0, top of the first inning still. Scoreless game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Also a scoreless game between the Phillies and the Nationals. The Cubs beat the Giants earlier today, and the Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Seattle Mariners later tonight. NCAA football is underway right now on ESPN2. It's just the first quarter still. Louisville playing Central Florida, still scoreless. Coming up at 8 o'clock tonight, Boise State will be playing New Mexico on CBS Sports Network. And then in college football games over the weekend here, Florida State will not be playing as they played on Sunday, so they're off. Number one seed, Alabama's going to be playing Texas tomorrow at 11 o'clock on Fox. Looking forward to that one. And South Alabama is playing Central Michigan. That game's actually going to be on ESPN2 if you want to check that out. Auburn is playing San Jose State tomorrow night. Florida is playing, number 12 ranked Florida is playing number 20 ranked Kentucky at 6 o'clock tomorrow night on ESPN. And there was another one I'm missing. I think that's it. Maybe I got them all. Then let's see here. NFL on Sunday, New Orleans is going to be playing Atlanta. Jacksonville's playing Washington Commanders. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be playing the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football on NBC. And then in sports news, quarterback Lamar Jackson and the Ravens have failed to reach a deal on his contract extension. So he's going to go ahead and finish out his rookie contract, which means he'll be basically a free agent next year. Yeah. And then BYU has no evidence of that a fan says that they came out of the report. There's no evidence that a fan racially heckled a black female Duke volleyball player. We talked about that at the beginning of this hour. The Steelers are going to honor quarterback Dwayne Haskins, who died in April with a helmet decal this season. On the so that'd be pretty nice for them to do that. Major League Baseball will be adding new rules for 2023, including a pitch clock, limits on the infield shift, and have larger bases. Major League Baseball will also accept minor league players' unionization. They voted to do that, too. Casper Ruud has reached the U.S. Open Final, and Nate Diaz was supposed to fight Kazmat Kimev, but Kazmat missed his weight by 7 pounds. So instead, he's going to fight Tony Ferguson. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No slowdowns to report. We're looking good on 98 as well as I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. See something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, real quick, I got a couple of updates here for you. First, jobs update. Wasn't able to cut that here just a minute ago, but basically with the jobs update, the adjusted employment numbers for the week of that ended on September 3rd ended up being the lowest new filings for unemployment in 3 months. Well, that's good. However, bad news is, according to a report, 63% of small businesses are now going to be doing a hiring freeze. The other bad news is, according to this week's report, new filings for unemployment jumped up about 2,000, which is not a lot. That's about even, really. But the worst part on that one is that the continued unemployment numbers jumped up 47,000. I mean, that's 47,000 individuals who were laid off previously who are still on unemployment. Usually that number has been going down for the past couple of months. Now it jumped up, meaning fewer people were able to get a job last week. So even though we're having a lower number of people filing for unemployment in 3 months, with 63% of small businesses doing a hiring freeze and big companies like Apple and Tesla doing a hiring freeze, that means the people who are getting laid off are not able to find jobs to go to. So this is the first true sign I'm seeing of a possible employment recession. We know we are technically in an economic recession, technically in a housing recession on a nationwide scale because of a 6 months decline in home sales. But we've been pretty strong jobs market, and this is the first sign I'm seeing that we might be changing that. We'll see what happens next week, though. A couple other stories here real quick before we get today's sign of the apocalypse. CDC has released new information pertaining to the COVID-19 vaccine for children. From those ages 6 months to 2 years, 55% of them had some sort of what they didn't call adverse reaction. Let me see, get the exact words from the CDC so I don't mess it up. 55% had a systemic reaction. 60% ended up having a systemic reaction after the second dose. And according to parents, and this is from the CDC, not from some other thing, this is from the CDC, 6% of parents, now that's not a lot, but still, 6% of parents said their young children were unable to do normal activities after they got their second dose. And so we are seeing a lot of negative health impacts from the from six months to 2 years old getting the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, which, I mean, I hate to do the I told you so stuff, but I said, if you're planning on getting your child under the, just any child vaccinated, you're an irresponsible parent. You don't look at the numbers. And I'm sorry, I don't care what the government says. The government's lying to you if they tell you, but they're not lying to you. They do not require you to go get your children vaccinated. And so they're not lying to you. They might encourage you and strongly persuade you to go get your child vaccinated, but the numbers do not attest to the need for that. I mean, it's stunning still when you look at the COVID-19 numbers, and it's from 0 to 17, not even 0 to 2, 0 to 17, the mortality rate, the chance of dying if you're infected, and that's if you're infected, is 0.01%. 0.01%. You're going to risk your kid getting an experimental vaccine? And sure enough, we're seeing higher numbers. 50% are having some sort of adverse reaction. So let's see here. Let's weigh this out. Let's see. I can give the vaccine to my kid and he'll have a 50% chance of having some sort of adverse reaction to the vaccine. Or I cannot get him vaccinated and he can have a 0.0% chance of dying from COVID. I don't know what's wrong with... And I have friends who were excited and posting on social media their excitement that they can finally vaccinate their two-year-old. I'm sorry, Bill Blunt here. I think it's disgusting to be that ignorant. And I mean ignorant in the true sense of the word, not to be inflammatory or insulting. I find it to be disgusting to be that ignorant of this kind of data enough so that you would risk the health of your child because of peer pressure. Because that's all it is. The only reason why you would vaccinate a child is due to peer pressure. Frankly, the only reason why you get vaccinated under the age of 50 is due to peer pressure. The data is not there to support your fear. I'm sorry. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you would like to weigh in, by the way, text 850-437-1620. Even if you disagree with me, that's cool, man. I'll read your texts, and I'll get you on the air if you disagree with me. I have no problem with that. All right, let's go over today's sign of the apocalypse. Two fast food workers in Pennsylvania got arrested. Why? Because they disabled a railroad crossing. Well, why would they do that? Because they were trying to mess with traffic to prevent people from getting to their fast food restaurant. That way they could have an easier shift that night. Yeah. I guess they hate their job so much that they would just prefer to not have to take care of customers. So they're like, hey, I know what we could do. Mess with the railroad tracks. It apparently ended up disabling them completely. So if somebody drove over the tracks, they would have no idea if a train was coming. Luckily, that did not happen. But they said they thought if the gates malfunctioned and they would block the traffic and prevent people from getting to their store and they'd have a slow night at work. Yeah, not good. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we got a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom, plus weekend movie preview. Stick around.
And I could take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop.
Cassio News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. I said, hey, if you have any opposing, you can oppose. I'm not getting in opposition. Here's a text that says, I can't take a shot because I'm allergic to what's in there. Doc said, well, what's in there? I said, exactly my point. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good. Nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110. Looking good on our local roads throughout Pensacola and Milton Pace, as well as Navarre, Tiger Point, and Gulf Breeze. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Gracie. David, what's going on in the news?
Well, Bobby, I don't know if you've heard about this. There's a big kickball game coming up this weekend. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office teaming up with some law enforcement agencies and local elected leaders. And on the other team, the Navy. And they're teaming up with local media representatives, including our very own Andrew McKay.
This Saturday, we're finally going to find out who kicks harder, you or me, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I've seen your martial arts photograph, and I'm a little intimidated.
That's very little. Fifth foot way. Very little intimidated. Seems appropriate.
Also on the media team is Brent Lane and Big Moose from our sister station over Cat Country. Several personalities from our news partners at Channel 3. All this happening 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at Blue Wahoo Stadium.
I love that you can hear Candy just laughing in the background.
Oh yeah, she has the best laugh ever.
She thought that was great, calling out Andrew right there, and she was just like, yep. You could hear her. She couldn't contain her laugh through it. That's funny. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's Friday. Let's talk movies.
Now it's time for a weekend movie.
There's one new movie in the theater, Medieval, rated R, stars Ben Foster. It's one of those, war movies. The story of a 15th century Czech icon and warlord named Jan Žižka, who defeated armies of the Teutonic Order and the Holy Roman Empire. Called Medieval, rated R in theaters today. Tomorrow's the Sanger Summer Movie Series continues on at 7 o'clock. Ticket prices are $5 to go see Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Doors open at 6. And then on DVD or digital download, Minions, Rise of Gru came out this week, and Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. On streaming, Netflix has Cobra Kai Season 5 that came out today. On Peacock Network, a new series. It's a limited series called Last Light. It sounds interesting. It's based on a 2007 apocalyptic novel from Alex Scarrow. It's a limited series that revolves around the central question of how far would people go to save their loved ones if society, as we know, was completely collapsing around them. So it's called Last Light, a limited series on Peacock Network. And, of course, yesterday was Disney Plus Day. We talked about it a lot yesterday, but once again, Thor, Love and Thunder is out. Pinocchio, the live-action version starring Tom Hanks. Cars on the Road, a new Cars series. And She-Hulk Episode 4 all came out on Disney Plus Day. Speaking of Thor, Love, and Thunder, I watched it again last night. Man, that one is a good movie. It's fun. It's a fun movie. It's a little bit of a tearjerker, by the way. Thor, Love, and Thunder. Not to give a spoiler, but a bit of a tearjerker. And then This Week in Science. A couple things here real quick. We found a planet only 100 light years away that could potentially sustain life. That's still 590 trillion miles away, but yeah, it's still pretty cool. And a blood sample from astronauts found that even short amount of time in space is devastating to our bodies. A blood sample from every astronaut shows genetic mutations from radiation. That might hinder our ability to live in space, vacation in space, things like that. And finally, a woman from Scotland can smell Parkinson's disease. So she's working with scientists to develop a swab test that can help diagnose it. There you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.